broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and we are here to look at the month of February. All right, so what do we got going on? It's a lot of Aquarius energy, right? So first of all, we had Pluto move into Aquarius on January 20th, and he is staying until September 1st. He will back out for a little bit and come back on November 19th and stay for 20 years. So this is the most powerful, deep, intense, profound energy that we have. It's there to help us purge, make deep, powerful changes, and evolve and transform what's going on in Aquarius. In February, we're going to have Mercury move into Aquarius on the 5th through the 23rd, opening up a lot more talks and meetings and news and ideas and decisions about Aquarius themes. On the 9th, we're going to have a new moon in Aquarius, so that gives us 2 weeks of forward propulsion, helps us launch into new things, helps us take what we're already doing and move it to the next chapter. On the 13th of February, Mars moves into Aquarius and will stay until March 22nd. And Mars also is going to really gather steam in the momentum of the matter, really bringing a lot more fire and passion and drive to make things happen there. And then finally, on the 16th of February, Venus moves into Aquarius, and she will be there until March 11th, and she wants to bring the love into the equation, or she wants to bring income opportunities, or focus on beauty, or enjoying ourselves and the pleasures there. So she's definitely a fun influence. So we can see with all of this that there is this huge boost forward to get us started into some things, to get us busier than we've been in a couple of years, to help us make the changes we want to make, and to attract the good stuff there. And so what is this all about? Okay, so Aquarius, this is about our aspirations in life, the dreams and aspirations we have and want to achieve. This is about original projects and ideas and inventions. This is about anything social, so what we're doing with friends or associates or groups or on the internet. It can be what we're doing with astrology or charities or events or gatherings or causes. And it's very revolutionary energy, right? And so we are going to see so much potential to move things into what's coming next in these arenas. And you can just note on your calendar those kickoff dates for each influence joining in the story and how that might help you take things forward. Now, at this, well, not exactly the same time, but overlapping this a great deal of the time in February, from the 11th of the month through the 26th, we have the North Node of Destiny coming together on the same degree as Chiron in Aries. And this is going to happen at the 16th degree throughout those days. And so the North Node of Destiny is pointing out the direction we're meant to go towards our future, things that happen that are meant to propel us towards our future, destined, fated events that occur that are meant to take us towards our future. And Chiron is the wound, the vulnerability, the healing of that wound, and any potential that each individual has to step into their own spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities to help others through the understanding of that wound. So something in there is coming together for each of us to direct us towards the future. Pay attention to what's popping up and see it for what it is. While this is happening at the same exact time from the 11th through the 26th, Chiron will be sitting on that north node and opposing the south node, and that's the karmic south node. This brings something karmic happening during those days involving a partner, a client, a specialist, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or any other important relationship. And so there may be some letting go involving one of these folks, or there may be some return of a past life figure through that portal, or there may be some rebalancing, the give and take between yourself and another based on how the karmic cycle has evolved over time. You're at that turning point during these days. So it's going to be a very interesting time when it comes to our own involvement and our own needs and moving towards our destined future and how we are in the balance with key significant other people. All right, so next we are going to have some activation in the Piscean field. This is going to happen, you know, past the halfway mark of the month. First of all, the sun is going to move into Pisces on the 18th. It's going to be there for 30 days. This doesn't really start until the evening, so it's around 11:13 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, this is definitely our cue to start showing up for Piscean interest. So, you know, it may be that over the next 30 days we want to get more involved in music or film or painting or poetry or dance or anything artistic. Maybe we want to go to more concerts or theaters, you know, if we're not actually doing the artistic thing ourselves. It can also be that we are now entering into a time where there is some kind of romantic intrigue that we're going to get involved in. Maybe we're going to take some romantic getaways, or maybe we're going to just be trysting it up at home. I don't know. But it definitely could be very romantic. It could be about getting involved in spiritual practices. You might decide to go back to your prayer, your meditation, your drum circles, your whatever you do. It could be a time where there's more psychic abilities coming about, so you might want to pursue something there. It can be a time where if we have bad habits or addictions or there are secrets or deceptions in our life, where we may want to show up and tackle that in some way. It can also be a time where we are researching, delving into information, recuperating, resting, recharging our batteries, or dealing with institutions of some sort. So the sun there really helps us show up and get involved. It helps us pursue our interests. It helps us promote ourselves and shine there. So we want to make the most of that. And then right on the heels of that, on the 23rd, Mercury moves into that territory. This is at 2:29 a.m. Eastern and will be there until March 9th. So Mercury quickens the pace of the communications. You're the news coming in about those topics, or the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions about these artistic, romantic, or spiritual needs, or about what's happening with institutions or research or recuperative time, addictions, bad habits, secrets, any of that. So you can definitely see we kind of turn part of our energy towards these arenas from the 18th onward. And then finally, in the month of February, we have that full moon in Virgo on the 24th. This culminates at 7:30 a.m. Eastern, which means a lot of people will experience this on the 23rd in the build-up through that night, and then the rest on the 24th as it is perfected. So full moon in Virgo means we are at the climactic point of our year when it comes to some kind of work effort. Could be a work project you've been involved in. It could be your job. It could have something to do with coworkers or hired help. It could be about details, organizing, cleaning, paperwork. It could also equally be about something that is culminating around a health matter or something with your animals. So whichever it is for you guys, you know, at the full moon, we can see things climax through big breakthroughs or achievements or celebrations, or we can see wrapping up of what we've been working on or marking an ending in one of those areas. And so pay attention to what is coming to a head there at the third week of the month. All right, so let's go through the signs and look at how this is going to play out for everybody. First of all, for Aries, You now have Pluto taking you into deeper arenas in Aquarius, really helping you purge or make change or empower and evolve your stories when it comes to your friends, your group activities, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities or parties, events, or gatherings. And Aries, definitely what's going on with your own aspirations or original projects. There may be a financial connotation or personal power or sexuality or third parties involved in any of this story, but is definitely trying to get deep, profound changes moving in those areas. On the 5th of February, Mercury joins us to really get you into talks now or hearing news or offers or decisions, sales, writing, meetings that can now take you forward up through the 23rd with these friends, groups, the internet, etc. On the 9th, you have the new moon in that territory. So for 2 weeks, you now have this big cosmic boost that can help you launch into something brand new. So you might join new groups, make a new friendship, start something new online or with your charities or aspirations. Or you can take what you're already involved in and launch forward into some new chapter with it. On the 13th, your ruler, Mars, is going to join this story. And Mars is going to be here till March 22nd. It's been 2 years since you had it here. It's going to get you busier than you've been in a long time with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, or your own aspirations. Mars is going to give you the drive and the passion to go get something there. And then on the 16th, Venus arrives and will stay until March 11th. Aries, Venus is going to either attract love or income through what you're doing socially or online or in these arenas, or help you enjoy yourself more or focus on the beauty there. She's very much a positive influence. Now, between the 11th and the 26th, we have the North Node of Destiny coming to sit with Chiron in your sign. So, Aries, there is something destined, fated to happen that will involve you physically or impact your name, title, brand, image, identity in some way that is wrapped around either a wound or vulnerability or the healing of a wound or you stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer energy and, again, moving you towards your future. And in this, there is a rebalancing or a letting go or a return of a past life person that is showing up here in the mix to be dealt with some way in this process, representing a partner or client or specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate for you. So very interesting set of days there. Pay attention to what it is you want and what you feel drawn to and what's happening with these key individuals. On the 18th, the sun moves into Pisces for 30 days. Spotlight to you behind the scenes. Maybe some romance going on for you there that draws you out of the world and into that realm. Or maybe something you're getting involved with artistically or spiritually. Or could have you showing up and being more involved with an institution or research and development or some recuperative period that you need. So focus on your needs. Stand out, shine. You kind of are at the helm here. And then on the 23rd, Mercury joins in. Mercury will be there from the 23rd until March 9th. So Aries, definitely opening up the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the offers, the decisions that play into those themes for you. And then finally on the 24th, we have the full moon in Virgo. So Aries, something is culminating either in the buildup on the 23rd or as it perfects on the 24th. And this is about your work or health. It's about animals or paperwork or anything with coworkers or hired help. You can be celebrating having achieved a goal there, or you can be wrapping up what you've been doing in those realms or marking an ending to something that's been going on there as you reach this peak. All right, so for Taurus, Taurus, you have now Pluto as of January 20th. In your career midheaven, in the arena of status and fame, in the arena of your personal goals. You want to buy a house, buy a boat, retire, have a family, you know, whatever your personal goals might be. Also in the arena of authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, and the like. So whether it's the goal, the career, or the authority figure, Pluto is trying to take you deeper help you purge, make changes, evolve, empower over many years ahead. But for right now, you're in it, and you're in it till September 1st in this last of the preview stages. So in the month of February, Mercury enters this territory on the 5th through the 23rd, helping you hear the news you need to hear or that offer you've been waiting on, or helping you get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, or decisions about it. And then on the 9th, the new moon kicks in, and this gives you 2 weeks of important launch forward, really giving you momentum behind what you're trying to achieve. Anything new that you want to start with, your goals, your career, or these authority figures, or how you want to take the story that you're already involved in into some next chapter or new direction. On the 13th, Mars joins that, and now Mars is on board, really bringing a lot more passion and drive and motivation. It hasn't been here in 2 years. All of a sudden, everything's on fire in a good way, helping you really move mountains when it comes to your career, your status, your fame, these personal goals, or these higher-up individuals. It will be there until March 22nd. And finally, Venus joins the story on the 16th, and Venus is all about attracting the love or the money flow through what you're doing with your goals, career, or these authority figures. She can also help, excuse me, with any beauty or any pleasure that you are achieving there. So a lot of potential in those realms for you. Now, between the 11th and the 26th, the North Node of Destiny is going to come and sit on Chiron in your 12th house. So there is something destined, meant to be, drawing you towards your future, wrapped around focusing on a wound or vulnerability or healing of the wound, or stepping into your own spiritual teacher, healer, guru energy to help others. And so for you guys, it's playing out with something artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or it's playing out around addictions, secrets, or deceptions, or it's playing around something karmic, past life, or it's playing around something with an institution that is happening, or something with research or development. And opposite this, being activated at the same time, is a rebalancing of karma or a letting go because the karmic cycle has run full circle, or a past life individual entering the scene. And this will be tied to your work, your health, your animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Excuse me, it's very dry in here. I'm sorry, guys. So very interesting set of days. Let me take a sip of my coffee. All right, so next, we have the Piscean energy starting to take off. So on the 18th, the sun moves into Pisces for Taurus. This is really going to highlight your social life. You know, you might be going to a lot more parties or gatherings. There might be a lot more you're showing up for with friends or associates or in groups. There might be more involvement with astrology or charities. There might be more that you're really putting yourself forward with involving your own aspirations and original projects. And this is where you're going to shine, Taurus. This is where you can really promote yourself, pursue your interests, and make it about what you want. And joining that on the 23rd through March 9th is Mercury. So that'll open up the invitations, the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the offers, the decisions that are carrying you forward through those realms. And finally, we have a full moon on the 24th. It's early in the morning. So a lot of you guys will experience this in the build-up on the 23rd, the rest on the 24th. So, Taurus, this is about what is climaxing for you with a creative endeavor, with your kids, with a lover, your love life, or something recreational. And so big celebratory moments or achievements here, or wrapping up what you've been dealing with, or marking an ending if you're done as you get to that climactic high point. All right, so for Gemini. All right, Gemini, first of all, it's all about what's going on in your ninth house for a big part of this month. This is where Pluto entered on January 20th and will stay till September 1st, then come back on November 19th and stay for 20 years. Pluto wants you to go deep, to purge, to make changes, to evolve, to empower and transform in this ninth house. And the ninth house is about your higher mind. So it may be about you, you know, really taking more action about education. Maybe you're going to, you know, go back to school or get some training or start teaching what you know or sharing your system in a more empowered way. Or changing your belief system, focusing this on religion, philosophy, politics. Or this may have to do with travel or foreign interests or distant situations. It could be about legal contracts. It could be about media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting. Or it could be about ceremonies for you, Gemini. So you should be feeling this deep, profound, you know, pull to get into something here. And so in February, on the 5th, Mercury joins this territory through the 23rd. This is your ruler. This is going to get you into talks, meetings, news, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions about something in one of those realms. The new moon kicks in on the 9th, launching you forward for 2 weeks, helping you start anything new or take what you're interested in already in there and moving it forward in some way. Mars comes into the story on the 13th all the way until March 22nd, first time in a couple years you've had it here. And Gemini really lights the fire and gets you more passionate and motivated and driven to make things happen there. And then by the 16th, Venus enters the story. She wants to attract love or money through the travel, educational, legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political realms. She wants to help you smooth out issues if you have any. She wants to help focus on the beauty and the pleasure there. So definitely a lot that can happen in those realms this month. Now, between the 11th and the 26th, the North Node of Destiny will come to sit with Chiron. And so this is about what is meant to be, what is fated, what is destined, what is calling you towards your future, wrapping up into something involving a wound or vulnerability or the healing of a wound or something about your spiritual teacher, healer, guru nature. And how that is playing out, Gemini, with your friends, with an associate, with a group, with the internet, with astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or with your own aspirations or original projects. And in the balance with that, through the same days, there is something about the South Node that is focused on your love life or a lover, the kids, a creative endeavor, or something recreational, and saying either it's time to let go of something that has run its full karmic cycle, or it is time to rebalance the karmic give and take in that arena, or there is a past life soul returning to shine in one of those areas for you during that time frame. So there you have that. Now we have the sun moving into Pisces on the 18th for 30 days. And Gemini, this puts a spotlight on your career, your status, your fame. It puts a spotlight on any personal goals you decide to get involved with. It also puts a spotlight on higher up authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, or the like. So Gemini, this is your cue to start showing up, getting more personally involved, more physically involved, you know, promoting yourself, pursuing your interests, making it about what you want and shining there. So make the most of that. Part of the story is also going to be given to Mercury, who arrives in that same territory starting on the 23rd through March 9th. So now when it comes to goals, career, status, fame, or authority figures, you can now hear the news or the offers coming in. You can now get into the talks, the meetings, the interviews, the sales, the writing, or the decisions about these themes. So a lot of potential there. And finally, we have the full moon culminating in the morning of the 24th. So it could be experienced in the buildup on the 23rd or on the 24th or both. And for Gemini, this is about what is climaxing for you at home with a move, a renovation, any real estate deals, your family, parents, or roommates. It also is more of an emotional full moon for Geminis. So you are reaching some kind of goal that you've been going for and celebrating and achieving, or you are wrapping up what you've been doing or ending something there altogether. So watch those days for something coming to a peak for you there. All right. So So for Cancer, Pluto moved into your 8th house on January 20th and is going to tour there until September 1st, and then it's going to come back November 19th and stay for 20 years. So, Cancer, the 8th house is the house of loans, insurance, taxes, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, your partner's money, or any other kind of financial interest outside of your personal income. It is also the house of sexuality and intimacy, reproduction, divorce, birth, death, and third parties. So Pluto getting into this territory is trying to take you deeper, trying to give you profound experiences, helping you purge, make changes, evolve, transform in those arenas. In February, a whole lot is going to start being added to that to help get the ball rolling. Mercury arrives on the 5th and stays until the 23rd and brings more news, offers, talks, meetings, sales, writing, or decisions about those topics. On the 9th, the new moon kicks in. This gives you a big boost from the cosmos over the next 2 weeks, allowing you to start something brand new, financially, sexually, with divorce, third-party scenarios, etc., or take what you're already involved in and move it into that next chapter. On the 13th, Mars comes in, and he lights a fire and gets you motivated and driven and passionate and making the mountains move when it comes to these themes. Mars will be there till March 22nd and really adds to that momentum. And then on the 16th, Venus joins in. She stays till March 11th. She wants to bring love or personal income or beauty or pleasure into the story, and she's definitely there to make it a lot more enjoyable over the days that she's there. So there you have it, Cancer, a very powerful place to be hosting this and a lot going on there. Now, between the 11th and 26th, we have the North Node of Destiny coming to sit with Chiron. So the North Node of Destiny is about focusing you on what you're meant to go towards, your future, about where fated, destined things are meant to happen. And it's tied up with Chiron. So addressing wounds or vulnerabilities or healing of these wounds or stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities. And this is going to play out on your career front or around big personal goals you have or around your status or fame or involves a boss, parent, judge, director, teacher, mentor, or some other authority figure. And in the balance, being activated with that at the same time is something going on with the karmic south node, showing you what's in the balance with key individuals involving your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, parent, or roommate. And there may be some letting go then, there may be some rebalancing, the karmic give and take, or there may be a past life soul getting ready to enter the picture there. So that will be an interesting time for everybody, but that's where it plays out for you. Now, the Piscean energy getting triggered in this month starts with the sun moving into Pisces on the 18th for 30 days. Cancer, this puts a big spotlight on you through travel or distant situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media marketing or publishing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. You are in the spotlight there. You can get more physically involved, more personally involved, involve your name, your title, your brand, your image, your needs. It's your time to promote yourself, pursue your interests, and shine. And right on the heels of that, Mercury joins in starting on the 23rd through March 9th, helping you get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions about those topics. And finally, in February, for Cancer, we have the full moon on the 24th. This is culminating in the morning, so some of you guys will experience this in the buildup on the 23rd, some of you on the 24th. So this is something that is coming to a peak involving your ideas, your talks or meetings, any sales, any writing, agreements or decisions, or something big with a brother, sister, neighbor, move, your vehicles, your electronics, or any short trips or local community activities. activities. So, full moon, this is something coming to a climax. You can be wrapping something up and marking your ending. You can be achieving your goals and celebrating, or a little of all of that. So aim high. All right, so for Leo, Leo, the got underway on January 20th in your seventh house of relationship. This is partners, clients, specialists, agents, advocates, competitors, attorneys. Any significant relationship in your life is now going to go into much deeper, profound, purgative, transformational, evolving stories through September 1st and then again starting on November 19th for the next 20 years. We have a lot more energy joining this story in February, so hang in with us. We'll come back in just a minute and get to that.
Do you want to stay up to date on daily trends and insights? Like Zoe's Facebook page to get top-notch astrological input for your everyday life. Just go to facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology and hit like. You'll like what you learn and love the inspiring people you'll meet. That's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Don't forget to stop by Zoe Moon's Facebook page and hit like. It's where to be for daily insights, inspired interaction, and building great friendships. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
So, Leo, these are profound times for you with all your important relational dynamics, right? So, in February, Mercury comes into the story on the 5th and stays until the 23rd, opening up the potential to get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions with these folks. Then on the 9th, we have the new moon kicking in, and it lasts for 2 weeks, really giving you that huge cosmic boost forward, helping you start new relationships, new interests with current relationships, taking current relationships into new directions. So, you know, really giving you that ability to get some momentum going there. And adding to that momentum, on the 13th, Mars enters this territory of relationships for you and stays till March 22nd. This stirs all kinds of passion and fires you up and gets you busier than you've been in a couple years with these people and helps motivate you to make things happen. And by the 16th, Venus enters, bringing love or money or beauty or pleasure into what's going on with these folks. And she stays till March 11th. So, you know, Leo, it's all about connecting and moving yourself forward now. Now, between the 11th and the 26th, we have the North Node of Destiny conjuncting Chiron. The North Node is where it's calling you towards your future. There's something destined or fated happening, and it's wrapped up around Chiron, the wound, the vulnerability, the healing of a wound, or the stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer energy to help others. So for Leo, this is playing out through media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, or it's playing out through travel or distant situations, or through legal agreements, or through educational pursuits, or ceremonies, or religion, or politics. And in the balance with that, you have the karmic south node with something that is, you're either letting go of, or you're rebalancing the karmic give and take with another person, or there's a past life person involved, and this is in your local community or with a move or a short trip to nearby place, or something with your talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews, or something with your electronics or vehicles or siblings or neighbors. So it should be an interesting time. Now, the sun moves into Pisces on the 18th and stays for 30 days. Leo puts a big spotlight on your house of finances, sex, reproduction, birth, death, divorce, or third-party stories. So it's your cue to get in there and be personally involved or physically involved, promote your interests, pursue what you want, and stand out. And joining that story starting on the 23rd through March 9th is Mercury, helping you get into talks, hear the news, make the meetings, focus on the writing, the sales, the agreements, or decisions that will move that ball forward. And then finally, we have the full moon early on the 24th. So some of you guys will experience this in the buildup on the 23rd, some on the 24th. And Leo, this is what is culminating with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So big achievements or celebrations, or you're wrapping something up you've been working on there, or marking an ending there altogether. All right, so for Virgo, Pluto moved into your zone of work, health, and animals, as well as impacting coworkers, hired help, paperwork, organizing, cleaning in your life, right? So this started on January 20th through September 1st this year, and then we'll come back November 19th this year and stay 20 years. Pluto wants you to go deeper, empower, make changes, purge, and evolve and transform those areas of your life. So in February, we have all these other energies coming on board, which should really be a powerful month for you in one or more of those arenas. Mercury shows up on the 5th through the 23rd to help you get into talks, meetings, interviews, sales, writing, offers, or decisions. The new moon kicks in on the 9th. For 2 weeks, you have this big cosmic boost that can help you start something new with your work or health or animals or paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Or it can help you take what you're involved in now and move it into something new or that next chapter. By the 13th, Mars comes on board and stays until March 22nd. It's been 2 years since you had Mars here. Mars fires things up. It really motivates you, gets the drive back in passion, and you're ready to make things happen. So that is, you know, on top of a new moon, so you're ready to launch. And then by the 16th, Venus enters the story, which can attract the income to those themes or bring love into the equation or make it more about beauty or pleasure in those realms, and she stays till March 11th. So the potential is off the chart. Expect to be busy there. Between the 11th and the 26th, the North Node of Destiny is going to come and sit with Chiron in Virgo's 8th house. And this is the house of anything in the financial realm, loans, inheritance, taxes, insurance, etc. This is anything to do with your sex life, anything to do with reproduction, divorce, birth, death, or third-party stories. So there is something about your destiny that is fated, that is about your future, calling you forward through one of those realms, tied up with a wound or vulnerability or healing of a wound, or something asking you to step into your, you know, ability to teach and heal others, your guru energy around that. And at the same time, in the balance with this, has something to do with a significant person that you are either rebalancing karma with or letting go of something or seeing a past life person return, and the focus there is on your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So very interesting handful of days there. On the 18th, the sun moves into Pisces for 30 days. Virgo, this puts a spotlight on you in relationships during this time. You're going to shine. It's your turn to kind of show up and get more physically involved with these people, to make it about what you personally want to do, to promote yourself, go after anything you need here. And so this is about romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, you name it. time for you to get in there and connect. And adding to that story, starting on the 23rd, Mercury moves into this relationship zone and is there until March 9th, opening up talks, the ability to meet these people, to focus on writing or sales or agreements or offers or decisions. So make the most of that. And then finally, we have the full moon on the 24th. This is early in the morning, so you may experience this in the buildup on the 23rd or early on the 24th. And this is in your sign, Virgo, so something about you is coming to a climax. This could be something that you're finally reaching involving your physical body or what's happening with your name, image, brand, title, or identity. Or it could be, you know, celebrating you in some way. Maybe there's a lot of recognition around you or you're the center stage of attention at this time. It also could be that something is ending that's been going on with you and you're ready to wrap that up. So whatever it is, the focus is on you, Virgo, and that's the time of the month. All right, so for Libra, Pluto moved into your zone of children, true love and lovers, creative talent and projects, and recreational pursuits on January 20th and stays until September 1st. Then it's going to come back November 19th and stay for about 20 years. So Libra, Pluto wants you to dig in deep, have more profound experiences, purge the things that need to be purged, make changes, evolve, transform in those realms. And in February, everything is, almost everything is joining in to help you get this going. So on the 5th, Mercury comes into this territory and stays till the 23rd, helping you hear offers or get into talks or meet these lovers, kids, creative endeavors, or recreational pursuits. You can focus on writing, sales, agreements, offers, or decisions here during this time. The new moon kicks in on the 9th and is active for 2 weeks. This gives you a major cosmic boost to help you launch into something new in one or more of those realms or take what you're already involved in and really get it moving into what comes next. By the 13th, Mars joins in. First time in 2 years, Libra, Mars is going to bring more fire, more passion, more ability to get motivated and make things happen with these kids, lovers, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. And Mars is there till March 22nd. And then finally, Venus joins the story on the 16th and stays until March 11th, bringing the love or money flow, beauty or pleasure to those realms and making it a good thing. So, I mean, geez, Libra, make it happen, right? Now, between the 11th and the 26th, we have the North Node of Destiny meeting with Chiron. And for Libra, this is in your zone of partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or other important relationships. So there's something about your destiny that's fated and meant to happen, involving your future direction, tied up with a wound or vulnerability or healing of a wound, or stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer nature, tied to one of these individuals. And in the balance, the South Node is being activated within your own sign. So looking at what you want to release, having to do with your body image, brand name, title, or what you want to rebalance there, or how you want to involve past life matters with what you are physically doing. So it's going to be very interesting during those days to see what happens here. By the 18th, the sun moves into Pisces and puts a spotlight there for 30 days. Libra, this means you are standing out and shining when it comes to work or health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Or you are getting in there and tackling what you need to do about anything of yours physically, or with your personal, your name, your brand, your image, your title, your needs. In those realms, you can pursue what you want. You can promote yourself. You can stand out and shine. Then Mercury joins that story starting 5 days later on the 23rd, and it will stay until March 9th. So this opens up the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, decisions about your work or health, or the animals, or the paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Finally, Libra, we have a full moon on the 24th. It's early in the morning, so some of you may experience this in the buildup on the 23rd, the rest of you on the 24th. And for Libra, this is about what is climaxing with something artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or what is climaxing with bad habits, addictions, secrets, or deceptions, or what is climaxing with research, investigations, recuperational time, or an institution. So you could be having breakthroughs and celebrating and achieving at the peak of this energy, or the peak of this energy could mean you're finally wrapping things up and marking an ending to something in one of those areas. All right, for Scorpio. Scorpio, your ruling energy, Pluto, moved into Aquarius on January 10th, is going to stay there until September 1st, then come back November 19th and stay for almost 20 years. This is deep, profound, purging, evolving, changing, transforming, and empowering scenarios that are playing out with your home, your family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, or real estate in your life. So in February, a lot of energy is going to come join in to really get that whole story going for you. On the 5th, Mercury comes in and stays till the 23rd. Mercury is going to help you get into talks, field offers, meet with people, focus on writing agreements or sales, interviews or decisions that are playing out there. On the 9th, the new moon kicks in. This opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum for you. This can help you start something brand new in those areas or take what you're already involved in and move it into that next chapter. As that momentum is going, Mars also joins this story starting on the 13th and staying all the way until March 22nd. Scorpio, Mars lights a fire, gets you more passionate, more motivated, more driven, more ambitious to make things happen there. So that's double the influence of forward momentum. And by the 16th, Venus enters. She wants to help attract the love or the money to those themes, or she wants to focus on the beauty or the pleasure there, and she stays until March 11th. All right, between the 11th and the 26th, the North Node of Destiny meets with Chiron. Scorpio, the North Node of Destiny is calling you in some kind of destined, fated way towards your future. And it is wrapped up around looking at the wounds, the vulnerabilities, the healing of wounds, or stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities to help others. And it's playing out around your work, or it's playing out with something involving health or animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And at the same time that this is going on, you have something in the balance with another person that is either about letting go, or some rebalancing of karmic give and take, or the past life person who's meant to show up during this time, and they are tied to an institution, or to research and development, or to addictions or secrets, or to something artistic, romantic, or spiritual. So pay attention to these days. They are very interesting. Then on the 18th, the sun moves into Pisces. Scorpio, this is your zone of true love and children, creative projects, and recreation. So you're shining, you're in the spotlight, you're front and center physically involved in something here, or you're doing something about your own personal interest there, and you definitely can stand out. Joining that on the 23rd is Mercury entering this same zone and staying until March 9th. So Scorpio really can get you meeting people that are lovers or kids or creative projects or recreational pursuits and helping you move that forward, or getting into talks or offers or sales or writing or decisions about these themes. And then finally, we have the full moon in the morning of the 24th. Some of you guys will experience this in the build-up on the 23rd, the rest of you on the 24th. And Scorpio, this is about something culminating with your friends, associates, groups, or the internet, or something with astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or something with your own aspirations or original projects. So you can be achieving your goals and celebrating something there, or you can be wrapping something up and marking an ending there. All right, for Sagittarius in February, well, first of all, Pluto moved into Sagittarius's zone of communication and commerce, community, back on January 20th, and is going to stay till September 1st, and then return on November 19th and stay for about 20 years. So Sag, Pluto wants you to go deeper, have more profound experiences, purge and make changes and evolve and transform when it comes to your talks, your ideas, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, anything with your brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. And in February, there's a ton of energy joining in the story to really help get the momentum going. So on the 5th, Mercury comes into this zone and stays till the 23rd. Sag, this is going to quicken the pace. This is going to help you juggle more than one thing in those arenas and open this up big time. By the 9th, the new moon kicks in and gives you that two-week cosmic boost to help you start something new in those realms or take what you're already involved in and move it forward. By the 13th, Mars joins in and adds even more fire, passion, drive, motivation, and activity in those realms. And you haven't had Mars here in 2 years. This is big. And by the 16th, Venus joins in, bringing love or money opportunities or more focus on beauty or pleasure through these talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, or with the brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So, yes, you have a lot to choose from there. I think you're going to hone in on one or two, and you're really going to make something happen. All right, so next, you have the North Node of Destiny meeting with Chiron between the 11th and 26th of the month. So, Sag, you know, this is very powerful for something pulling you towards your future through some destined or fated situation, wrapped up with Chiron's wound or vulnerability or healing of a wound, or focusing on your own natural spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities to help others. And it's playing out for you with your love life or a lover, with children, with creative projects, or something recreational. And in the balance, being activated at the same time as some key individual tied to your aspirations, your original project, friendship, group activities, something playing out online. And whether or not you're ready to release something there or rebalance the karmic give and take or see a past life soul show up through one of those realms. So very interesting couple weeks there. Now on the 18th, the sun moves into Pisces. So for Sag, this is going to put a big spotlight on your home, any moves, renovations, or real estate deals, or what you're doing with family, parents, or roommates. So this is your cue to show up, get more involved physically, personally, pursue what you want, promote yourself, go for it. You're standing out. It's all about you in those areas. And then on the 23rd, Mercury joins in, really bringing offers, news, talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, or decisions about those themes all the way until March 9th. And finally, Sag, we have the full moon on the 24th. This peaks in the morning, so some of you guys will experience this in the build-up on the 23rd, the rest of you on the 24th. And it is what is culminating with your career, your status, your fame, any big personal goals, or with a boss, parent, judge, director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure in your life. So you could be reaching these goals and celebrating or getting a lot of recognition and attention there, or you could be wrapping something up and ending it in one of those realms at this time. All right, so for Capricorn, Pluto moved into your second house of personal income, purchases, products, and possessions on January 20th, stays till September 1st, then returns November 19th and stays for about 20 years. So Pluto is now ready to ask you to go deeper, to purge, to evolve, to change, to have profound experiences and empower yourself through income, purchases, products, possessions. And as you are now on that path, in February is when all the planets are starting to join in to really start making this happen. So on the 5th, Mercury enters and stays till the 23rd. Capricorn, this helps you get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions about those themes. Then on the 9th, you have the new moon, launches you guys forward, helps you for 2 weeks, giving you the potential to start something new or take what you're already involved in and move it forward with income, purchases, products, or possessions. Then on the 13th, Mars comes in, and you've got Mars now really firing you up, getting you motivated, driven, a lot more passion and potential to make things happen all the way until March 22nd in those realms. And then on the 16th, Venus joins in and she wants to help attract the money or the love to those realms or make it more beautiful or pleasurable, and she stays till March 11th. So, yay, Capricorn, you're going to get busy there. Then between the 11th and 26th, the North Node of Destiny merges with Chiron. So the North Node is where some destined, fated things are meant to happen to draw you towards your future, wrapped up with Chiron. So it's either about a wound or vulnerability or healing of a wound or stepping into your guru, teacher, healer abilities to teach or help others through the understanding of that vulnerability or wound. And so all of this is about your future, and it's focused on home, family, parents, roommates, renovations, moves, or real estate deals. And in the balance during that time, there is a significant other person that is about the karmic give and take and rebalancing that, or the letting go, or the involvement of a past life soul. And this is tied up with your career or a personal goal, or involves an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, director, teacher, or someone like that. So very interesting days where something is shifting for you there. On the 18th, the sun moves into Pisces, so Capricorn puts a spotlight on talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, as well as anything going on with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, any short trips, local activities or moves. So, you know, during this time, it's about you showing up and involving yourself physically there, or about what's happening with your personal desires or your name, brand, title, image, identity in the story. You definitely are standing out to make it about yourself, promote yourself, pursue your interests. So you want to make that count. And right on the tails of that, on the 23rd, Mercury enters and will stay until March 9th. So Mercury rules those themes and is going to quicken the pace and really help you juggle several things at once and really open this up for you. So a lot of potential there. And then finally, we have that full moon on the 24th. This occurs in the morning. So some of you guys will experience this on the 23rd in the build-up, some of you guys on the 24th, some of you guys maybe both days. And Capricorn, this is what is climaxing for you in the ninth house. So could be about legal agreements, could be about travel plans or something at a distance. It could be about educational pursuits, anything with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting. It could be something about a ceremony or religion or politics. So big wrapping up and endings happening there, or big achievements and celebrations and peak moments happening there, depending on what's going on in your life. That's where it is climaxing. So for Aquarius and Pisces, I will do a makeup show that you'll be able to get on my social media sites. I'll put the links there. I'm sorry I couldn't get you guys in. It's just a lot to cover for February. For everybody else, I certainly wish you a very powerful, transformational, and wonderful February, and a happy Valentine's Day, although that day looks a little rocky crazy. So be patient with everybody. But I will be back next time for March next time. So have a good one. Bye-bye.